Well, sure, I just made up my mind that when I come down here to New York, I was going to see a regular first-class theater. We never had many theater doings in our Opry Hall. Well, there was a theater troupe come to our town last winter. They had a show, I think they called it Uncle Thomas's Residence. It busted up in our town. I got one of the dogs and I swapped him to a feller for a shotgun that he come over a couple of days afterwards and borrowed the gun and shot the dog. Ezra Hoskins got one of the mules and he hitched him up to haul in some wood that doctor thinks Ezra will be out in time for spring plowing if he keeps on doing well. Well, I went up to one of the theaters here and I bought a ticket of the feller what was selling him, and I handed the feller what was taking him in, and the darn cuss took and tore it right in two, and I knowed I couldn't get in on the little piece what he left me, so I bought another one, and they let me in on that, and I got sat down, got to looking at it. It was the prettiest theater I ever see. It was a picture of some foreign land hanging up there, had a lot of light shining on it, and I was enjoying it first rate till a lot of fellas come out with fiddles and horns and commenced a fiddling and tooting, and they rolled the theater up, and there was a family living back in somewhere, and they got to quarreling among themselves about something or other. I note their family troubles didn't concern me, and but gosh, I went hum. Well, I went over to another theater, and a little boy handed me a little paper book what told all about the theater doings, and I got to reading on it, and I seen right away where I was buncoed. It said there was 5 years took place between second part and the third part, and I knowed gosh dang well I wouldn't have time to wait and see the third part, so after the second part, I went hum. I'll get down here sometime, and I'll see the rest of it, maybe.